Okay, now for today's talk, I need the help of the children. Who is good at junk modelling? Lots of children good at junk modelling? Brilliant. Right, I'm going to ask you, I've got a task for you. Charlotte has got a bag of bits, and I'm going to ask you to go with Charlotte, okay? She's going to give you strict instructions of what to make. I would like you, out of the things in the bag, you don't need to use all of them, use what you would like, to create a person. Okay? You've got about 3 minutes to do it. Right, off you go. If you go with Charlotte to the back. All are very welcome to join. Charlotte? Lovely. Okay, so while they're doing that, while they're busy making, I'll just give you a bit of insight into today's readings. If you were here last week, you might remember that in the first part of the talk in Psalm 111 that I did, I spoke about God's work in creation and how we can sometimes be taken aback by the sheer beauty of the natural world. We looked around at each other, if you remember.
I'll come here. I'll be told to come in.
Children, not only do you have 3 minutes, but you have to do it really quietly. I'm asking a lot, I know. 3 minutes to make a person and quietly. Can we do this? Okay. Right, so I was just saying how last week I spoke about Psalm 111, about the work in creation, and how we can all sometimes be taken aback by the sheer beauty we see in the natural world. We looked at around at each other, if you were here you'd remember, and we marvelled at how brilliant and how wonderfully made we all are. So in that part of the talk, we were focusing on God's physical creation. And we know that, the story of that physical creation unfolds at the start of Genesis. So in both of today's readings, we can see that there are very close links to the story of creation in Genesis. The section of Psalm 104 that Samuel beautifully read talks about God's sheer power, his dominion and his authority over all that he has created. All of creation, man and beast, is here because God made it so. It states that we depend on God for food, which when cared for in the right way, nature provides for us. Without God, materially, we would have nothing. We could not survive. It might be that we can, as people, create and make lots of things, but at the core of it, at the very centre of it all, without God, materially, we have nothing. And the psalmist really does portray in the poem this sense of awe and wonder. God the creator, God all-powerful, with authority over all things that are made, with us as his people dependent upon him. In his gospel message, John brings us an equally poetic account, which actually the psalmist would have been proud of. It's one of the most beautiful readings in the Bible, I think. It's absolutely stunning. John, however, describes creation in a different way. Unlike the psalmist, who talks about the physical creation of the world and God's authority over it, John's focus is different. In his opening verse, he goes back to the beginning. It says, in the beginning. But rather than in the Genesis narrative, it says, in the beginning God created. It's, in the beginning was the Word. So John's focus is not the physical creation of the world. John's focus is Jesus. And he states that the word, Jesus, has always been there. And with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, Jesus created all that is. John goes on to explain that through Jesus, we can be a new creation born of God. Now, we're going to hold that thought a minute. So, how are our creators doing, Charlotte? Do we have a person yet? Are we so close? No, I think we need our person now. It was a tall order. Right, should we give them a... It doesn't have to be perfect. Right, should we give them a countdown? Oh, it's looking remarkably good. Wow. So should we give them a clap? That looks pretty amazing. Okay, do you want to stand at the front all together? Well done, you guys. Hold them up. I mean, in about the 4 minutes they had, it's a pretty good going, isn't it? Let's bring that here. So, what a wonderful person you've made. Hello, does he have a name?
Jeff,
okay. Hello, Jeff, how are you? Oh. I mean, he's very lovely, but there's a slight problem with him. One last step. Come back a bit off the step, Jack. See, I don't want you to trip. There's a slight problem with him. What do you think might be wrong with our person?
He looks dead.
He looks dead. Well, actually, that's a really good point. He's not alive. I mean, come on, I asked you to create a person. And he's not alive. Why is this person not alive?
Hello, my name is Jet.
Okay. Why do you think he's not alive?
Because he's made out of cardboard and tape.
He's made out of cardboard and tape. Yeah, so he's not quite got the same physical body that we've got. That's true. What else? Why else might he not be alive? I mean, even if he had like a physical body and looked really identical to us.
He doesn't have a heart.
He doesn't have a heart. That's a very, very good point. So he's missing a few other things. He's missing a brain, I suppose, and a few other physical aspects. But that's right. Do you know what? And when we think about our heart, I think it makes us think about our soul, our spirit, because that's where we feel. And in the Bible, it tells us that in Genesis, God breathed his spirit into us to give us life. And in Psalm 104, from today's reading, it says again that when God breathes on us, we are created. So we have our physical bodies. Have you all got big, strong physical bodies? Yeah? The part of us that people see. But we also have inside of us our spirit, our soul, and that's what really makes us. It's the part of us that knows right from wrong. It's the part of us that experiences deep feelings. Now, people of all different religious faiths and people that have no faith agree that humans have a body and inside of it a soul. I mean, if we didn't have our soul, we'd just be an empty shell, wouldn't we? Because our soul or our spirit is what makes us us. But there's something a bit different about the Christian faith. And this is where John's gospel reading comes in. Now, I asked you all to hold that thought when thinking about how through Jesus we can be reborn, a new creation, born of God. It's a bit confusing though, isn't it? Because in Genesis, in the story of creation at the beginning, were we not born of God? And in Psalm 104 it says, when God breathes on us, we are alive. So are we not born of God with a body and a soul? Is everybody not born that way? Well, yes, we are. We were in the very beginning. but we did not behave in the way that God wanted us to, and we came away from God. We did lots of things wrong. So how does it feel when we do things wrong? Where do you feel it? Where do you feel it, Jack? In your heart, that's right. When we do things wrong, we feel it inside. We don't feel it on our outside. If we fall over and graze ourselves, we're hurt on the outside, aren't we? But if we do something where we know we've upset somebody, or we've hurt somebody, or said something unkind, we feel it, as Jack said, in our hearts, inside of us. And it makes us feel a bit bad, a bit dark inside, doesn't it? So why do you think that is? Why does it make us feel bad inside? What do you think, Dom?
Because you know you've done something wrong.
Because you know you've done something wrong. But why does it not hurt our outside of our body?
Because when you upset someone, it doesn't actually do anything to you, but it can make you feel bad.
So when we upset someone, it doesn't do anything to your physical body outside. It does something to your inside. It hurts our soul. It gets to our soul, our spirit inside. It hurts us. So because God knew that it was hard for us, he sent Jesus to show us how we should behave and how we should treat each other. Jesus is our example. And how to be a light for one another. That's why Jesus in the John readings referred to as the light of the world. So stopping us from feeling dark inside, and then we can take that light out to the rest of the world, out to everybody else in the world, and shine like a light. So we're shining good things from within us. And God also knows that when we do things wrong, we feel bad in our heart. We feel bad in our spirit, and it hurts us. It hurts us inside. So God also sent Jesus because when we choose to follow him, we can be reborn. We're not physically born again. Our bodies don't change when we're baptized. We stay the same, don't we? We don't physically change. But no matter how old we are, our spirit can be made new. We can want to live a different way, and we can want to shine that light of Jesus into the world and be made fresh and new from the inside. Shall we just give our helpers another big round of applause and a big thank you? There we go. Stand him up by the piano. So Jeff's going to join us up there for the rest of the service. Then maybe stand him by the piano. That's fine.
He can replace Napo.
He's having a
rest. Well, someone just mentioned he could replace Napo, but I think I don't know what Napo would feel about that. He's got to keep an eye on Alan. There we go. But if you'd like to sit down, so let's just take a moment of prayer. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have given us in the world. We thank you that you provide for us materially, that you give us all that we need, Lord. We thank you for our physical bodies. We thank you that we can do so much. But Lord, we thank you that through your Son Jesus, we can be made new from the inside. We pray, Lord, that we follow your example, we follow the example of Jesus, and we pray that we shine your light into the world to all we meet. Amen.
Thank you, Becky, and thank you for that challenge.
It's quite hard, wasn't it, guys?